Plenty of voters in Europe might agree with Congressman King. Far-right nationalist Geert Wilders is expected to do well in the Dutch elections tomorrow. His French counterpart Marine Le Pen is also polling well ahead of upcoming elections in France. All these culture wars have caught the attention of Karl Sharrow, a Lebanese satirist based in London who writes under the pen name Karl Remarks. So, Karl, is 2017 turning into the year of the insecure white person? Is that what's going on here?
Well, you tell me. I think this is an acceleration of trends that had already begun before, but they're gaining so much mainstream presence and voices now across the Western world. And I think it's really a sign of insecurity and unjustified insecurity, which is, I think, a kind of without complicating it too much, I think it's as a result of a decline of the big universalist ideas, the ability to look at the world not through narrow cultural prisms, but kind of big ideas, you know, be it liberalism or socialism on the other side. We're seeing the fracturing of that and kind of, you know, in what manifests itself in this what's called ethno-nationalism and white ethno-nationalism in particular. And to be fair, it's not only happening over there, it's happening all around the world, but it probably has a bigger impact in the West because of its immediate political manifestations and the kind of what used to be thought of as the advanced position of the West. It's quite a tragic setback.
As you say, it's been going on for a while. You actually put the date at 1992 in a pretty sarcastic tweet. You wrote, "Well done all. The clash of civilizations thesis was wrong when it came out, but we made it happen. International cooperation at its best." explain what you meant.
Well, it's kind of, you know, when Samuel Huntington's thesis about the clash of civilizations came out, it was a moment where a lot of people were celebrating the end of the Cold War and we're all going to live in this end of history state where ideological confrontation is redundant and it would all be fine. And obviously Huntington was perceiving another thing he termed the clash of civilizations. But a lot of people were critical of that model because it seems to be quite superficial and reductive in trying to pigeonhole people into these several categories, you know, Western civilization, Islam, and so on and so forth. But what I was trying to get at with my tweet is that there was almost like a aspect of a self-fulfilling prophecy in that the world has increasingly, even people that used to be critical of Huntington, have started to adopt this particularist prism of viewing the world, seeing it through their own immediate cultural experience and defining themselves through what we broadly call now, I know the term has become quite problematic, but identity politics for lack of any other word. And, you know, that word that when you see culture as destiny, this is quite a dangerous thing because there is no choice. If your identity is what you're born into, if your identity is all about your cultural identity, this is a form of kind of biological and cultural determinism. That means you can't change as a person. You can't have different points of views. And these are fundamental to the ideas of unshackling ourselves from the limitations of our immediate surroundings and from our, if you like, the weight of the past and all those things to kind of transform ourselves and to create, especially today with the movement of the people all around the world, to create much more diverse and inclusive societies that can accept everyone and still retain the ability to function and not be divisive.
Yeah, that's a noble goal, but how worried are you about how far this nationalist trend might go?
I am quite worried, and I am worried not only because of how the far right or ethno-nationalists are exploiting those trends today, but because, I see myself on the left, because the left doesn't seem to have the ready answer. So it doesn't really fill me with much confidence, the kind of response that we are having now. I'll give you a concrete example. So when we had the Brexit referendum last year in the UK, after the result, we started to see a kind of an attempt to challenge the legitimacy of the result because people said it wasn't enough of a majority. And to me, that kind of resembled a weakening of respect for democratic votes. So the point is, when things don't go your way, the last thing you should do is retreat back from the principles of democracy in favor of expedient outcomes, which as Arabs we've experienced so much in the past.
This has been an enlightening conversation, but I got to say, Carl, you're a satirist. Is this moment kind of so sobering that it's challenging your sense of humor?
I'm sorry about that. I think I drifted too much into a serious.
No, don't
direction.
Apologize. I'm serious though. I mean, is your sense of humor suffering?
To a large extent, I have to admit, it's I've been having this this issue for a while, and I sort of try to feed the satire back into it, but. I guess what I've always said is really good satire need to kind of have its hand on the pulse of what's happening out there in society. But it looks like I've kind of been spending too much time having my hand on that pulse and not actually thinking of the satire itself.
Always good to speak with you, though, Carl Sharrow. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
That was London-based Lebanese satirist Carl Sharrow, better known by his pen name, Carl Remarks.